as we have seen that the sum of vectors can be represented by one vector, equally, can we take one vector and we can replace it by the sum of others, and we call that decomposition of a vector. And that's going to be very important in 801, and I want you to follow this, therefore, quite closely. I have a vector which is in three-dimensional space. This is my z-axis. This is my x-axis, y-axis, and z-axis. This is the origin O, and here is a point P, and I have a vector OP. That's the vector. And what I do now, I project this vector onto the three axes, x, y, and z. So there we go. Each one has so its own method of doing this. There we are. I call this vector, vector A. Let this angle be theta, and this angle be phi. Notice that the projection of A on the y-axis has here a number which I call A of y. This number is A of x, and this number here is A of z. Simply the projection of that vector onto the three axes. We now introduce what we call unit vectors. Unit vectors are always pointing in the direction of the positive axis, and the unit vector in the x direction is this one. It has a length 1, and we write for it x roof. Roof always means unit vector. And this is the unit vector in the y direction, and this is the unit vector in the z direction. And now I'm going to rewrite vector A in terms of the three components that we have here. So the vector A, I'm going to write as A of x times x roof plus A of y times y roof plus A of z times z roof. And this A of x times x is really a vector that runs from the origin to this point. So we could plug in that as a vector if you want to. This makes it a vector. This is that vector. A of y times, oh, sorry, it is A of x, it's this one. A of y times y roof is this one. And A of z times z roof is this one. And so the three green vectors added together are exactly identical to the vector OP. So we have decomposed one vector into three directions. And we will see that very often this is of great use in 801. The magnitude of the vector is the square root of ax squared plus ay squared plus a of z squared. And so we can take a simple example. For instance, I take a vector A, so this is just an example to see this in action, and we call A 3x roof. So A of x is 3 minus 5y roof plus 6z roof. So that means that it's 3 units in this direction, it is 5 units in this direction, in the minus y direction, and 6 in the plus z direction. That makes up a vector, and I call that vector A. What is the magnitude of that vector, which I always write down with vertical bars? If I put two bars on one side, that's always the magnitude. Or sometimes I simply leave the arrow off, but to be always on the safe side, I like this idea that you know it's really the magnitude. It becomes a scalar when you do that. So that would be the square root of 3 squared is 9, 5 squared is 25, 6 squared is 36, so that's the square root of 70. And suppose I asked you, what is theta? It's uniquely determined, of course. This vector is uniquely determined in three-dimensional space, so you should be able to find phi and theta. Well, the cosine of theta, see this angle here, 90 degrees, projection. So the cosine of theta is A of z divided by A itself. So the cosine of theta equals A of z divided by A itself, which in our case would be 6 divided by the square root of 70. And you can do phi, which is just simply a matter of manipulating some numbers.